Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday we saw that there were six different reasons that we have the charoses on the table, or maybe eat the charoses. We'll have to distinguish maybe between using it and having it on the table. And the six reasons, number one was Mishum Kapa. And we're going to actually learn the Gemara shortly. What does that mean exactly? But we're ultimately going to discuss today when we have the maror, and the minhag at the Seder is to dip the maror into the charoses, but then to shake it off. What's the basis for that minhag, and are we doing it correctly? Should we be dipping it, or should we actually be pushing the maror all the way underneath the charoses to be surrounded by the charoses? Is it enough to simply dip it in or put a little bit of the charoses on and then shake it off? So we're going to start learning a Gemara in Psachim Kuf Tesvav that says as follows, that with the maror, tzarech lishkuye b'charoses mishum kapa. When it comes to the maror, Rapapa teaches us that you have to lishkuye, is you have to submerge it in the charoses because of kapa. Now, what is kapa? This is a machlokish bin Rashi. And Tosfos brings a different sheet. I don't know if it's exactly a machlokas, but certainly they say different things. So Rashi says, what is this concern here when we have the maror? There is some sort of eres in the chazeres. Chazeres is the maror. And in order to take out that eres, some sort of poison, it's a poison similar to what is in onions, we would submerge it in the charoses, and that would remove the eris. That would remove that poison, that quasi-poison. On the other hand, Tosfos says it's talking about some sort of worm, some sort of insect. But either way, we have a source here in the Gemara that says you're supposed to submerge, not simply put a little bit charoses on the maror, or just touch it to the charoses, or put a little bit on, or dip it in a little bit, then you're supposed to submerge it. Now, there is another concern. Rav Papa then says that you have to be careful when you're putting the maror into the charoses. You can't leave it too long, because then it's going to lose the taste. The taste of the maror, which you have to taste, is going to lose. So you have to, he says as follows, lo nishe inish maror b'charoses. Don't leave it sitting there, because by virtue of the tfalim, because of all the taste and all the ingredients and the spices that is in the charoses, it's going to take away the merirus, take away the mar, the taste, the bitter taste of the maror, and that would be problematic. But we do see from this Gemara that indeed we should submerge the maror into the charoses. So that is our question, is that why don't we do that? That doesn't seem to be the minhag olam. Now, it turns out that this happens to be a nafka mina between the different ta'amim that we brought yesterday, based on the first reason that that we have the charoses for the kapa, for that poison or the worms, then it would make sense that we have to submerge the entire maror into the charoses. However, based on the other reasons, that it's a zecher to v'yamaru es chayehem, or it's a zecher to the tapuach. We're not going to go through them all again, but zecher letevin, the straw. We want to have it look like the straw. Zecher letit, the mortar, or zecher ledam of the Jews. These are just a zecher, just to remember. All the other five of the six are a zecher. It's not a functional purpose, and if it's just a zecher, you just have to have it on the table. You don't have to do anything with it. So let's look at the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch actually paskins like that first reason, apparently, based on the Gemara Psachim, that the reason that we have the charoses on the table is to assist the maror, and he does say that we should actually submerge the maror into the charoses, not like we do, just a little dip. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows, Yikach kezayis maror v'yishke'enu kulo b'charoses. We take a kezayis of maror, that's what we're going to be eating, and submerge it fully in the charoset. And having said that, but don't leave it there for too long. V'lo yishenu b'socho. Don't leave it sitting for a long time. Shelo yisbat al tam riruso. So it doesn't take away the tam, the mar, the bitter taste of the maror. Umitam zet tzarech lina'er acharosis melav. And accordingly, we have to shake the charosis off. We don't want it sitting there and removing the taste of the maror. But we see here that we're supposed to be submerging the entire maror into the charosis. And indeed, the source for this is the Gemara that we've cited. It's Rav Papa. It's Psachim Kuf Tesvav, who says that what you're supposed to do is You're supposed to submerge the entire maro into the charoses because of the kapha, to remove that poison or to remove the worms, etc. And even though the Gemara, they try to be dochet, they ask on Rav Papa, but nonetheless, we do paskin in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, like Rav Papa, that the entire maro should be submerged. So what are we going to do with this? Because that is not the minhag olam. So we're going to look at the Pri Chadash now. And the Pri Chadash says as follows, Anu lo nahagnu l'shako kulo b'charoses. That's not our minhag. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says to submerge the entire maro into the charoses, that is not our minhag. Why? Because the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, these are the pillars of the Rishonim, the Piske Halacha, and the great post game, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, they did not bring this halacha down to submerge. They didn't bring down Rapa, but to submerge the maro into the charoses. So that's reason number one why the Pri Chadash says we're not noheg to submerge all of the maro into the charoses. And also he says further that this kapha, that's the whole reason that we're bringing, that we have this concept of submerging the maro into the charoses, because if it's just a zecher, the other five reasons that we brought, a zecher to the maro chayim, a zecher to the building supplies, the tevin, the tit, etc., all that, you just have to have it sitting on the table. So he says the only imperative to submerge the maror into the charoses, because the first reason, because of that kapha, and he says that this kapha, when we bring our maror, having this quasi-poison or this tolas, this worm, that's not matzoi beinenu. This is not something that we commonly find in our maror. Umashanu mivim charoses al shulchan. Why do we bring the charoses at all on the shulchan? Is not because of kapha. We don't have this problem with our maror. We don't have poison to remove. We don't have worms to remove. Not an issue that we have to grapple with. So why do we bother having charoses at all? It's because of all of the other reasons. Now, based on all the other reasons, you don't have to dip. You certainly don't have to submerge the maror into charoses. You don't even have to dip it in. It's not relevant at all. You just can have the charoses sitting on the table, and we fulfill the five other reasons. The zecher to this and the zecher to that. We're remembering all of those. But the first reason is the functional reason, and that functional reason is not relevant for us. Accordingly, we wouldn't have to dip, we wouldn't have to submerge. For sure we don't have to submerge, we wouldn't have to even dip. Nonetheless, the minhag is to dip the mara into the charoset, and that is brought lahalacha. The Shulchan Aruch Harav brings the Pri Chadash, and also it's brought in the Mishnah Berurah that achshav ein noagim l'shako l'pitibul miktzah. So the minhag nowadays is not to submerge all the maror into the charoses, but simply to dip it in a little bit. A little part of it is dipped in and then shaken off, and that is the reason why we don't do the entire submersion, but we do still do a little bit, even though that would not be required whatsoever nowadays. Have a wonderful day.